This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So this punishment is going viral on the interwebs right now. His dad took over his daughter's social media as punishment for... What did she even do? Does anybody know?
She snuck boys into a girls-only slumber party.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta respect that.
Yeah.
What?
No, the punishment.
Oh.
No.
Yes, thank
I'm
you.
A father now, Steve.
Once you have a girl, I was like, what are you doing?
When it was just me and Leo, I was like, oh, yeah.
Come on, bro. Let's get some girls up in this thing.
That's true.
So he gave her the choice. 1 month with no phone or give her phone to him for 2 weeks that he gets to be her social media, like, content creator.
Yeah, he's in control of all of it.
And she chose that one.
And you, Steve, the social media savvy dude in the room, you actually saw it?
I saw pictures. So what he did is he got together with his buddy, and they dressed up like a bunch of hillbillies or just redneck, white trash, and they were taking all these pictures of themselves and putting them all over her social.
And like, kind of accidentally made it more viral.
Yes.
It's kind of like
so it actually
backfired.
Helped her.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Actually.
It's. She's getting like 10K a post now.
She's an influencer. She has gone in and deleted everything, but I wouldn't. Why would you do that?
No, I would absolutely keep that.
Which would you take if this was your punishment? Would you take 1 month no phone or 1 month? Because, I mean, like, then they can see your DMs.
Yeah. Everything like that.
I mean, I don't think I had anything to hide back then.
Okay. How about now?
No. Less things to hide. If anything, it's like, Aaron, stop watching Spider-Man.
Let the three of us control your Instagram or month without it.
Well, if we give it to Steve, he won't even be able to log in.
You're right. So you're on board with
you're set. You'll just go dormant for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Where's Aaron? Oh, Steve's got her phone.
That's true.
So we want to hear, like, basically the creative, peculiar punishments that you've been handed down from your parents, from your teachers. There's one that we were all kind of talking about it off the air. Her parents thought she was stealing, but she wasn't. Like, her friend was the one who got caught stealing, and they were like, admit you were a part of it. She was like, no. And then eventually, she was just like, I'll just admit it to get them to leave me alone.
Yeah, just to shut up.
So
they were involved. They knew about it, but they didn't admit it.
She said, I eventually lied and said I was involved.
Oh.
Like, she wasn't, but she just, because when you know when your parents are browbeating, it's like, did you drink? I'm like, no. And it's like, okay, yes.
Just to get him to shut up.
Okay, dude, punish me. And like,
right.
This is more of a punishment, answering questions over and over.
Yes, let's move on.
So she lied and said she was involved. They canceled her orthodontia. They canceled her braces.
Now.
And she has crooked teeth to this day because their punishment for her was crooked teeth. How's that going to make you steal less?
Right, and that's your health. Let me take away some of your health.
Yes.
I think the parents were looking for a way out of the braces.
That does. Yeah. They're not, you know? As somebody who's bought 2 cents.
Yeah, they're up there.
It's not cheap. You're probably right.
So if you screw up again, we're going to take away more.
Now you don't get weak yearly physicals.
It's like, okay.
What?
I'll take it.
No more diabetes medication for you, little girl.
Okay.
It's insulin. I don't know why I said all the other words.
Yeah.
I took a long route. Sorry. All right, so we want to hear your peculiar punishments. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I had a buddy in high school who would always get in trouble, and he lived kind of far away, like outside of town, so he would get grounded or whatever, but they would just take his car away or take his cell phone away. They wouldn't, and he could still go to events, but he just wouldn't be able to take his car.
Well, so that's not that bad.
Well, then we would just have to drive him home.
So it's a punishment for
him. Yeah, it made absolutely no sense. He's like, my car is gone again. I need you to take me home. And again, I used your phone to call my mom and let her know. And we're like, how? This isn't.
Right. Parents aren't.
You're punishing the wrong people.
Exactly. Now I got to drive you. I got to make small talk with you the whole
thing. But wouldn't that be better? Because it's just like team sports when like one guy's late to practice and now everyone has to run laps.
Oh, that's. Yeah.
Isn't it like holding everybody
accountable? I see what they're doing. They're getting you guys to keep him straight.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did it work?
No, I was just never invited to when they were doing the bad stuff. So it was like I was kind of out of it. The whole like, let's get this dork to drive us.
There's somebody who said they were 8. Their parents made them dig a 4 foot wide, 4 foot long, 4 feet deep hole in the backyard.
Ooh.
How old and then just fill it back. 8.
That's the size of an 8-year-old.
Don't you think? Like the whole time I'd be thinking, they're going to kill me.
What the hell?
They're literally going to kill me. It was prison work. They made him like. It's like move the pile of rocks over there. Then he had to fill the hole back up. But if you're digging a hole and your parents are mad at you.
Yeah, like, it's right next to where Fluffy's buried in the backyard, too. Ooh,
there's dog bones. You've run into some bones of another child. It's like, did I have an older sibling?
Of another child. Holy crap.
Is that John Bonet? Too soon. Too soon.
Oh, no.
Too soon. I have to say the one about the spit.
Okay.
Like, Steve got caught. Were you cursing?
Yeah, I was in Catholic school, and the rule was you're not supposed to be cursing or swearing, and if you are, you got punished. But they didn't tell you what the punishment was, so I got busted. Keep in mind, these are nuns. They made me stay after school. They handed me a bucket. They took me down to the boys' bathroom, and she told me, you're going to spend the next hour spitting in this bucket. Now, it doesn't sound like much, but after the first 5 seconds...
Everybody, when we take a break and we're waiting for calls, we all should spit into something... For as long as we'll see who can spit the longest.
Yeah, and I guarantee you.
Does your mouth just like dry up?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Oh.
But then she would come in and check, and I would have to show her the.
You hold up your spit.
Is that why you have?
Oh my god!
That's why
we figured it out. Oh my god!
He's gagging.
I'm coming over to your side.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody else said their dad made him listen to an ABBA CD on repeat.
What? That's
and write
stuff?
Down lyrics.
That's a great CD.
Yeah, that's great. Sign me up.
These feel like peculiar punishments. If you have one, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, we're looking for people who got punished in a peculiar way.
Peculiar punishments.
Dad took over his daughter's social media account and actually
they had a heyday.
Made her a little more popular.
Yeah, it did.
Claire.
Yeah, guys.
Yay. Peculiar punishment. What happened?
So this is straight up English discipline at its best.
Okay.
So I was 6, my sister was 8, and my grandfather used to come over to visit us, and he would smoke the no-filter cigarettes, just like the paper wrapper ones.
Ugh, gross.
And so he left, and so me and my sister thought it would be, and bear in mind this is the 70s, thought it would be so funny to act like we're smoking, so we picked up the stubs in the grass, and we're like, my mom sees this and she goes, oh, you want to smoke? She went and got a cigar, cut it in half, lit it and said, smoke it.
No.
She made you little girls smoke a real cigar.
Straight up, I was green, I was sick, but guess what? I never, ever smoked, ever. I haven't even done weed.
Oh, she ruined. Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst
okay.
punishment.
Clear, everything was fine until you did that, and now Steve's an advocate for the child.
Yes.
What the Suddenly, hold on, I'm going to build a time machine and go back and stop that.
What county did you guys live in back then?
Oh my God, it can work one of two ways. I've known people, and then they're like, "All you did was make me a better smoker."
There's that.
I just spent some time out. I sucked at it until my mom made me smoke a whole pack.
I wish you would have walked out of the closet with a pipe instead. Look, I graduated up. Yes.
May I borrow a smoking jacket?
Me and my sister were green. We were so sick.
Yeah.
So gross. Thank you for the call, Claire. Amanda.
Yay.
Peculiar punishment. What do you got?
I got in a fight with my dad, and he took the starter out of my car.
That bad.
You don't have to go that far, bro. Just pull the coil wire. Your girl's never going to figure it out.
Look at you two going.
I'm just saying.
You
don't
have to do the whole starter. You just take the
Johnson. That's what my dad did. My dad would just either take one of the battery cables just off enough or pull the coil wire. It's like you have to go in and
He took the tranny.
Oh, I got the catalytic converter.
He dropped it.
It's up on cinder blocks. He's like, bro, that's punishment for you. You have to try that hard. Just, oh my God.
That's pretty good.
So how long did he leave it out of it?
A good long time. I had to apologize, and it went on for probably a good day or more.
I wish it was a stick shift, because you could just roll it down the hill, pop the start. Would that still work?
Oh, yes.
No. Yeah, without the starter.
You don't need the starter. There we go. If it's a stick, you can still do the running start.
Nice.
Trust me, I did that all the time. Dude, I had a stick shift Pinto.
That's right.
And they would refuse to fix it. I'm like, I don't care. You can get it going.
Pop the clutch.
Yeah. Three of my friends pushing it. Thank you, Amanda. Yeah, I don't think you need the starter at that point. Oh my God. How are we alive?
I know.
Jill?
Yay.
Peculiar punishments. What do you got?
So I was in fourth grade, and I had a huge crush on this boy named Russell.
Oh,
so in the park on the slide, I carved in the paint along the side of the slide, Jill and Russell equals true love.
Oh boy.
My sister was down there, older sister was down there and saw it and told my parents.
Nice.
Knew it was me, of course.
What?
My dad made me go down there during a school picnic and paint over it.
Oh.
What?
So, and then your nerd bag, now all of a sudden you look like a worker bee at the thing.
Oh,
yeah.
And Russell knows.
Yeah. It was just the humiliation of the whole thing. In front of all my classmates to go down there with a little can of paint while my father stood over me and paint over the destruction that I had caused.
And you never loved again.
Russell looked at me with sad eyes that day. He's now married to my best friend. I'm the godmother of their children, and I'm a nun.
Wow. Oh,
thank you, Jill. My God, some of the consequences. We just need to fast forward on all these.
Right.
What now? Whoa! CJ.
Yeah, man.
What peculiar punishment did you get?
So, again, my kids, they're graduating tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
You know, when they were little, they used to fight all the time, tell each other they hate each other nonstop. It got to the point where I made them create some signs, and we went and stood on the busiest corner I could find, and the sign read, "I cannot stop telling my brother or my sister that I hate her, but I don't mean it. I love her forever. Honk if you love your siblings."
Oh, my God. Good for you.
We stood out there for 4 hours, and people were honking. I mean, there's pictures on Facebook of them. It's crazy.
Gee, that's
dude,
actually...
you went the extra mile. I love that. You're a good dad. Thank you for the call, man.
He had to hang the whole 4 hours, too. Yeah, that part. All right.
Sometimes it's worth it. He probably had a 12-bag of Schlitz with him.
Okay.
Ted.
Yay.
Peculiar punishments. What do you got?
So basically, me and my sister were younger. Like, I think I was like 10, she was like 9 or something. One of us like trashed the bathroom or like something small, like stupid like that, like kid would do.
Okay.
And my mom didn't know which one of us did it. So she has both grabbed trash bags to start chucking toys in there. You know, my sister threw her Monster High dolls, and I threw away my Legos until one of us confessed. She confessed, Yet she still made me throw out my toys, even though I did nothing wrong.
It's that thing we were talking about. It's that thing we were talking. You didn't turn her in.
Yes,
you're an accomplice.
Huge.
And yeah, I bet you made sure everybody was on the straight and narrow. I lost my Legos, girl. You are going to play right. Cindy.
Yay.
Yay. Peculiar punishment. What do you got?
My friends, instead of punishing or putting their teenage daughter on restrictions, put themselves on restrictions. She would ask to go to the movie. Sure, you can go to the movie, but we don't have any money. I need to go over to so-and-so's house. Well, you can go, but we don't have a car to take you, or we can't. I'm sorry, we're just busy. We can't drive.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wow.
You can do whatever you want, but we're on time out.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!